Are you Shalim Shlit? Are you here? Are you here, Shalim? Is Shalim Shlit here? I don't hear you. Hashmi'ini Yeskoilech. Are you present? I don't hear him.
No, I think they're up to Nun Aleph on Mud Aleph.
Today is Nun Aleph. So,
yeah,
but we start with Nun on the base.
I wonder how
Shem
is
here
now.
Gvald, let's
learn. No, because I've learned it when it can go quicker. I learned it already.
Turn Rabbanan. Is there a Meshiach Loi Rekha? But in the middle of the sug, you have to go a little bit back. So, I go a bit quick.
Okay.
Get into the swing of things. Because it gets
so similar.
Turn
up to Nun?
Yeah, Mamaloi Tarva. That's Nun on the base.
From where?
Nun on the base, the Amulet of Kama Shiroi. Kama Shiroi. Nun on the base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Daf Nun on the base.
Yeah.
The Kama Shiroi. What is the Shiroi of Beloi Tarvat? What's the Beloi Tarvat? Beloi Tarvat over here is a ladle. It's like a teaspoon, like a ladle. A ladle.
Kama Shiroi is that what?
How much, what is this amount, the amount of dust? That if a nazir comes in contact, with a meloi tarvot, the fullness of a spoon.
Yeah.
A tarvot is a large serving spoon,
really,
full of dust of a human being that has
been
disintegrated, decomposed,
yeah.
More decomposed, disintegrated.
So it's not like zayis; it has a different shear.
Different
shear.
It's not basar.
A spoon.
It's dust. Mamish. It's dust. How many years does it take for this to happen? It can take 100 years. For the bones.
But we don't know how much is of a spoon. What's the measurement?
I don't know what the measurement. I don't know. Let's see. The Gemara says, Vakama Shiur. What is the Shiur called below Tarvat? Let's see. I don't know.
Tarvat mean? What does Tarvat mean?
A spoon.
Reka from disintegrated?
Of dust. A Malay Tarvat, a spoonful of dust. It's a, what
I
is
think
the
Reka means like decomposed.
Dust. No, Rekha means dust.
Dust, okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
It means dust. We want
to Kama Shura.
What is the Shiur? Chizkel, Chizkel says, Malay Pizas Yad. It means the fullness of the palm of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
The Pasyat. Okay, the fullness of the hand. Rabbi Yochanan says Malay Chafnav means two fistfuls, the same amount of Ketores that the Kohen Gadol brought Lefnai VeLefnim Hayom HaKippur Miyad of two fistfuls. We want to welcome the Beis Medrash. Hamelech Shahashalom Shalai.
The Kohen Gadol took Ketores.
Took two spoons.
But
he took two spoons
with, not with his hands.
Yes,
but it was hot. No,
No. First, he put it into a ladle. He took with two,
and he put into spoons.
And he put into a special utensil.
All two of them in one bozek.
Right, and then he held it underneath, and then he held it. Yeah, then he walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with two hands. In one hand he held a shovel of coals, and in the other hand he held the bowl of Ketores. The bowl of Ketores.
In the other hand is what?
In one hand he held a shovel.
Yeah, machtois.
Of coals, burning hot coals.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other hand he held a bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the bowl was the exact amount of Ketores that goes in, that fills up two hands.
Yes, yes.
And then he did magic. He maneuvered with his teeth or some different opinions
serious?
Of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about this. Different ways he did this, either with his teeth or with, there was a very long handle.
The machtos.
He put underneath his elbow.
What was a long, the machtos was a long handle?
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was. And somehow he was able, because he only have two hands. And one hand he's holding the coals. And he was able to somehow, he put the coal, the machta, he put under his arm. And
it's
he was
dangerous because it's hot.
Yeah, but had a very long, I don't know, achveis, I don't know how he did. And then he took... No, that's not right. And then he was able somehow to flip the bowl of Ketores into his two hands. Into his two hands. And that way, and then he went and he put it on top of the coals to bring the Anan HaKetores. Chazal say,
He took the machtos and he put it...
Like this. Oh, he's demonstrating for us.
Like this.
He took the bowl and he flipped it.
According to Tyson, he held it in his teeth.
Teeth. Once he held in his teeth.
No, according to Tyson, I actually noticed he held it in his arm.
And he just
like this.
He tipped it up.
Well,
and
where
was the shovel? And the shovel was under his arm?
It was like this.
Where's the shovel?
Older, it's not in a regular kisha, but it's under his arm and his teeth. Actually, it was like this.
Wait, who
Rashi Menachos says
Rashi Menachos says what?
That he held it like this.
And where are the coals? Where are the coals?
The coals were in his hand and he poured it in. Like
the coals could be in his hands.
No, he put it in. He's holding the calf. He's holding here like this.
He's holding the kafshel what? Of the coals?
No,
of the
k'tayrus.
He has to put into the that's what's kafam lechter, right? He picks up he's holding the kaf like this and he tips it in like this.
Tips it like this. And the shovel of coals on the floor.
Originally. But then he tips it into his hand, okay. He's holding it like this. The plate of the shovel, let's put it that way. I don't know what it's called really. It's here and the stick is facing.
Oh, so he's saying, he's saying he's holding the coals in front of him from his elbow?
He's holding the what is he doing? He's pouring he's taking the coals and pouring it into the kaf hamachter to take out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right. So he's holding the kaf hamachter like this, and the stick for the kaf hamachter is facing inwards. He might be supporting it like this, but he's holding it in his hand. Yeah. And he's tipping it in.
You get burnt from the kaf hamachter.
He can't hold the coals itself and get burnt. So you can ask a bigger question. How is he holding the coals to begin?
So he's not holding the coals.
Originally, how did he take it? He took it off.
He never burnt
it. He took the coals off the urn, right?
Right.
What did he do with it?
In a shovel.
Right, and what did he do with it? He grabbed that shovel and he pointed it into the kaf hamachter. He didn't take it off like this. He took it in his hand, right? Okay. What did he take off the mizbeach? The
coals.
Yeah, how did he take it off?
A shovel.
No, he poured it into the shovel.
He put the shovel into the coals.
No. He put it in his hand. That's what's about the kush of Mikdash. Taking a shovel is not a hard thing. What was the harding?
Was taking from the bozach of the ketores and getting it into his hands without losing a particle.
And it has to be in his, both things have to be in his hands the whole time. He has to be avoided what is done with his hands. He can't be pulled onto the foot.
So he had the shovel. Yeah,
exactly. And he's holding the bozak like this.
And he has to get from the bozak in the two hands.
And he's holding the kaf hamachter like this between his hands.
No!
And he's pouring it with the tip of his finger, the bozak turning it in.
Wow.
That's what he's doing.
So shred, wow.
He's holding the bozak like this.
Yes.
In the bozak is the ketores.
And he's pouring it
into his hands.
Into the kaf hamachter.
You don't understand? Had a long handle. No.
Nothing is left on the floor.
Okay, so he has the shovel. The shovel is under his arm, being supported in his arm.
And being supported by
And here. Now he has in this hand all the ketores.
Exactly.
He has to put the ketores. You can't go pour the ketores onto the shovel. That's easy.
No, he has to
get it into his hands.
Exactly, from his hands, pour it in. So what's he doing? He's tipping it in like this, and then he's pouring it into the shovel.
And then?
Then he's pouring it into the shovel.
The shovel, right, okay.
So he's doing a triple work, and he's holding the bottle the whole time.
The difficult thing is to get this heaping...
And he has to hold both things the whole time.
But he doesn't hold in his hands, he supports it under his elbow.
Yeah, well, again, but he's holding the bozak with the tips of his fingers and he's supporting a big kaf hamachter with a shovel.
But how is he supporting kaf hamachter?
The sign, auch so, I with them to put the sign.
Like this? No, that he's not supporting with his teeth.
Teeth?
The bozak.
But it's very schwer because it's not...
You gotta go from what's in here into here while you have underneath...
The arm is supporting, but it has to be held by his hands.
It has to the shovel has to be...
It has to reach the end of his hand.
It's not
Behuda.
But get burnt then.
I don't understand how he's grabbing a bozak with burning ketores with the tip of his hands. I don't need to understand. So obviously there's something here where you have to understand that he didn't burn him here. Or it wasn't nice. Or he got burnt. One of the two.
All right, we're missing something over here. But
no, but it doesn't make sense. How is he... Either way, he puts the hot ketores, he puts into his hands, right?
No.
How's he taking it out?
The ketores, I always understood, the ketores, he's going to put the ketores on the coals. He doesn't touch the coals.
But how does he take the coals out? You're talking about taking it out or taking it out? How does he take it? Is it Tzuz Kafamach, you're taking out the
Kafamach? That's in the Mizbeach.
He goes into Kodesh HaKodesh in the last time, Kodesh HaKodesh, what does he do then?
To take out the shovel, the Kaf.
Yeah, but what did he do beforehand?
He poured the ketores from his hands onto the shovel. In all the picture books, they show on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash a shovel, and the shovel is full of coals. They didn't empty the coals onto the floor. They show in the picture books. Maybe it's totally wrong. I don't know.
No, I know what you're talking about.
They show in the picture that in the Kodesh HaKodashim there's a shovel.
Right.
On the shovel are coals, and on top of the coals there is the ketores that's Ananah ketores.
Yeah, he puts it on the floor in front of the Urim, right?
And he puts the shovel.
Right.
He doesn't put the raw coals on the floor.
No, he's not allowed. It's not allowed to be on the floor.
So he puts the shovel. The shovel is on the
floor.
But
how is he pouring it on?
With his hands.
Yeah, but he has to put the ketores direct onto the coals.
So he has to get...
Everything has to be in his hands when he's doing it.
Make believe I put the shovel on the floor. Make believe.
No, they put it on the floor afterwards.
Yeah, okay, but no, make believe I put the shovel on the floor. Now, I have here... Bozak of Ketores. I have to get the Bozak of Ketores into both of my hands.
That's not the hard part.
Sure, how do I do it?
It is hard, but that's not the hard part. That you can do like this with the tip of your fingers.
Yeah?
Why not? You just saw this is the same demonstration. You just yourself demonstrated it.
It's not so easy.
It's not easy. It's true because it's going to
lose. Yeah, you're going
to
lose.
That's true. But the harder part is that he's holding the machte. He has to get it into the machte.
Why does he have to hold the machte?
He's not, he's not, the avoid is to put it down when it's ready, not before it's ready.
No, that's stoikim. That's only outside the Kodesh HaKodashim.
No, it's true, but inside, you can't put it
inside
down.
Inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, you don't put it, who says you can't put it down? Inside
the Kodesh HaKodashim. Put it down when it's ready, not before it. You don't put it down, you don't put it down stump.
You don't put it,
The Nicham Shom, you put down Ktoyes on the floor.
Yeah.
Ready, but you're not, you don't, Ktoyes, stoikim say you bring it in ready. That's what the stoikim was saying, but not that you put it down ready. I mean, you put it down before. Well, to put it, that's not the stoikim. That's the thing you put it down.
The stoikim was only do you do the avodah outside and you do it inside.
Bring it
but
in.
Once you get inside,
I know. Yeah. No,
I always thought
they only prepare it outside.
They did everything outside. They did everything outside.
They have to do bechlah by the kohen gudel. Kohen gudel only brings it in. That's stoikim.
But the kohen gudel, the kohen gudel did it.
According to Tzedakim, I don't know, they didn't have to be.
No one's allowed to be in the Hechel. When he did the Avoid, no one's allowed to be in the Hechel. Only Kohen Gadol.
They say that, but according to Tzedakim, he could have done it outside us. I don't know where they held. They held that he blew into the Kohen Shekadoshim like that.
When it's already done. Okay, so the Kohen Gadol has to go into the Kohen Shekadoshim, but nothing is yet done.
Right.
But I'm Aritz, but I feel that when you come into the Kohen Shekadoshim, the Kohen Gadol is now allowed to put it down on the shovel. On the floor.
You're right. I remember the picture books in the Mishnah and they show it on the shoulder, but it does much more rational that he's holding all three.
Okay, could be. Okay, Yeshukayach.
No, I remember the picture books, the Mishnah is Miris, you mean, right?
Yeah, right over here. Right over here. Over here, you're showing me a video. I'm sure he's over here. Right over here. Look at this. He got a video over here. You're showing, look, I don't know what he's doing.
Right.
Yeah, look. What are you doing? Look, he has over a video. What do you do over here?
Oh.
What is this? This is Abikorsis.
Right.
Mamma Abikorsis, what are you showing me? On the arm, this is Abikorsis.
There's a Goyesha video.
Shlaimi, look, here he has a Kodesh HaKadosh.
There's a Goyesha video stone.
He's pouring the blood in the Kodesh HaKadosh on
so
top of the covers.
So why do I have to look at something that's...
No, he's spritzing Azuis. You don't even pour like that.
This is
it's
not,
Azuis, Bechlau.
Shlaimi, this is Shloi Nochoim.
This is Abikorsis.
This is not correct. This is not
probably
correct.
It's a Goyesha video. Yeah.
Not necessarily.
No, they were big tigel chasa, by the way. They're not small tigel, by the way.
What?
There isn't where the two gods are not small gods. They're big sized gods, the gods in the Beis HaMikdash.
A big what?
The gods in the Beis HaMikdash were bigger sized gods. They were not the small billy gods you see today. The kvasim and they brought them on, they brought on donkeys they brought to Yerushalayim.
They're massive.
They're big.
All right. Let's go weiter now. Okay, that was a nice discussion over here. The shovel, the Gemara has the shear. The whole sugi, Masechta Yoma, the shear, how much is the shear of the coals?
Masechta is what?
Yuma. Masechta Yuma. I overhear a person in the morning learn with, he's an expert.
What's the mercy seat in Hebrew?
What? Mercy seat?
Mercy seat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's reading the pasuk. Mercy seat. What's the mercy seat?
I don't know. I've never heard that word before.
All right, I'll turn it off.
There's someone I learned with in the morning. Unfortunately, he's not 100%. And one of his pet peeves is that...
Pet peeve
means like something he always says over 100 times.
Oh, can I?
Is that it's mesech, the correct way to say the word.
Yoma.
Yuma. He says these that now in the art scroll, in the Masifta, and all the Chadashava, in Yeshiva, we always said Yuma. Right? In Satma, they said Yuma. Yeah. So along comes Art Scroll and all the Medaktikim, and they say there's no such thing as Yuma. If you look at the Art Scroll, it says Yoma.
Oh, yeah.
Masifta Yoma. Shas Lublin. Shas Lublin Yoma. All the Yeshiva.
Same thing as Zomo. Zo.
Right, Zo. Okay, so they say, so he says it's not true. He proves it. He has all these rayas that it's not Masechta. The correct way, or according to Diktuk, is Yuma, not Yoma. Oh, but it says in the art it's called Yoma. I don't know. Okay, now that we know that, we've gotten that out of the way, that we've solved all the world's problems, we can go back over here. What is the Shir? Where am I to Sholimin? Sholimin has disappeared. He's gone. He left us. Rosh Hashiva. He's not happy with this
Talmud. Nay, 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 nay.
Yom Kippur is where is it in Pasuk
Torah? Achrimas. You lane, don't you lane? That's the first Ali in Pasuk Achrimas. You lane it. You lane your Balkuya. You don't even know what he lanes. He lanes every Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. So you mean you lane this?
This is 2 minutes second before he goes into Katri Kondushem. He takes the Torah out of the Pasuk and he with his bare hands he puts it into the shovel.
Yes. Yes. Here's a buzzer.
No, I understand.
Keeping measure, the mount that's in over here, and then he's holding the other hand. One hand he's holding the shovel. One hand he's holding this.
Yeah.
He has to hold on to the shovel, and while he's holding on to the shovel, he has to go and transfer all the contents
into his hand,
into his two hands,
and to put it.
And then to pour.
That's very difficult.
Avoid the kosher shebemigdash. Special training.
Vital. One second, and then when he goes into Kodesh Kodeshim, what does he do?
No, he does it in the Kodesh Kodeshim. If you do this outside, as the Tzedekim did outside.
The Tzedekim say the
outside.
I got it.
The Kohen goes inside.
He goes inside, and afterwards.
Afterwards, he leaves. He puts on the floor. He puts the shovel on the floor. Both.
It.
He puts everything on the floor, and he leaves it there,
including the Bazei Gosh.
Yes. Kaf in the machta.
When is it taken out?
After the avoid, no. When the avoid is over, that's the fourth time he goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mm-hmm. The fourth time the Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is lahoitzi the kaf hamachta. He has to get dressed in the big day, the lavan, go to the mikvah, and make a special trip.
That's the last
trip.
Avoid.
Yes. A special trip lahoitzi kaf hamachta.
Kaf hamachta and the bozek.
Correct. No, the kaf
and the machta.
The kaf is the bozak. The kaf is the bozak.
The third is containing.
Was
what
contained?
About the machta?
That's the machta. He takes out the kaf and the machta.
The machta is the
shovel. The machta is the shovel. The kaf is the container.
So he takes both of them out.
Both of them out. And you know how much Torah there is? There's an infinite amount of Torah on what is the inyan of taking out, going in lefnai v'lefnim the fourth time.
That's
to take
the
out.
Last thing.
Is a mamash a hechad in
Yemen
of God? There's a big stuff,
back,
big stuff. This is the hilchos stuff. Baruch Hashem, our yeshiva has returned. The return of the Rosh Hashiva of Sholim Shlita. Baruch Hashem, you're back. It's the fullness of your palm. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says Moloi Chafav. It's two fistfuls. So machloikis.
So that's a bigger
shear. Bigger, double the shear. Basically, it's double the shear. Tanan. Not, the Mishnah, Maloy Tarvod, Rekev Shamu, Yeshnon, Mi'ikr, what is it that we said Yeshnon, Mi'ikr, Etzba'is, Ulamala. It's from, Divrei Rebbe Meir. It
is from
the, it's where the fingers start. The shear is from, from here until here. Ulamala, let's see how the Taisus learns. Type the word over here. Okay, over here, Taisus says, look at Taisus, it's towards the bottom over here. Which means from here until here.
No.
Ulamala does not mean the fingers. It means where the fingers begin to branch to the Zeroya.
From here.
From here to here.
To here. Okay.
That's the shear. And what does it mean? Let's see, that's what it means. It means
so that's what it means. Miloy
pisayad, mitchilas pisuk etzbois ad hazaraya, going backwards, going up towards your arm. That's called lamala. Lamala doesn't mean, that's lamata. Going towards the fingers,
that's called
lamata.
Right,
going up.
Right.
Okay, lamala, fine, right. And then the other madam says, miloy, and he says, let's go back to the Gemara over here. I lost the Gemara. So Chizkiya says, double. Two fistfuls. Double that.
So it's like, that's considered
the amount of dust.
That's a spoon?
That's called a ladle. You have a dust of the dead. Dust of the dead. In that.
A spoonful? And what's the shear from here?
If the amount of dust that you can contain when you cup your hand from here until here is the shear of Meloy Tarvot.
How could a person be Mashar?
I don't know. You have to, all the Gedolim will make calculations. Rav Chaim Noya, the Chazon Nish, they'll make all the calculations. From the you cup your hand from the amount of dust you contain from your fingers until over the Zroya, that's the shear of Meloy Tarvot. If a Nazir comes in contact with dust of the dead in that amount, he is soiser than Nazirus. This is the sheet of who? This is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Now we go back, let's go now. Before that, we start off with Rabbi Yochanan. Starting in Nochemol, okay? With Kamashiroi. Chizkis, the Machloikis, Machloikis Tanoim parallels the Machloikis Amoroim. Start the Gemara again. The Gemara says, what's the Shir? So Chizkia, okay, you never should, you don't forget this. The Machloikis Chizkia, you commit this to memory. Commit this to memory. Chizkia says, will come in handy to know all the Shirim one day.
No, the Ramah says, look, on the Chizk,
oh, so we're going to be told the Machloikis Amoroyim and the Machloikis Tanoim. Yeah. Let's see. Chizkia Amar Muloi Pisas Yad. Rabbi Yochanan Rechon says, Muloi Chofnov. Muloi Chofnov. Tanan.
What's their right? Tanan.
Okay, so now when the Gemara says the Kasha, what's going on? Tell me the Mishnah Muloi Tarvav Rekav Shamu Yeshman. It is Me'ikar Etzbois Ulamala. Who says that? Divrei Rabbi Meir.
Yeah.
Vachachomim Oimim Muloi Chofnov. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Hudiyam Makrabona. So Rabbi Yochanan, who said Muloi Chofnov, it's an exact match.
Yeah.
He says, like the Rabbanan, he said the
Rabbanan.
El Chizkia Kaman. Now the Gemara at this point in time assumes that it's a different Shir. When Chizkia said Muloi Pisas Yad, it's not the same as from Pisuk Im Iker Etzbois of Ulamala. The Gemara at this point in time thinks they're two different Shiurim. There's something called Pisas Yad. And there's something called from the Etzbois Ad Ulamala. Now, what would you say the difference? What would you say the difference is between the two? I don't know. We know what it means from the piece from the Etzbois Ulamala. We know what that is. What then does it mean? Tanakama Chizkia says Pisas Yad. What is that? What's the Shir Pisas Yad?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So the Gemara at this point says, so what's the Shir? Who is he saying like? An Amoira cannot be mechadesh something when the Tan already said. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara of Chizkia, the Gemara of Loikarameivakarbanam. Amri, the Gemara says no, that Chizkia holds like Rabbi Meir. The Ikur Etzbeois Ulamala is the same thing as Pisas Yad. You hear? No, you don't understand.
No, I do hear. I do.
It's a Zelbazach. I can tell.
No, it is.
There's no one that gives away.
Spoils Lamala, it's the same as a full spoon.
Same thing. Whoever told you when it says who says it's going up to the Zroya? Mm-hmm. Maybe when it says in the Kishri Etzbois, maybe it means Lamata.
Yeah.
Maybe it means the fingers.
From here to here.
Oh, Givalde. Dilma Lamata, Mididay, the Havile Muloi Pisayatek. Ooh, so now we're getting some clarification. Now we're getting a night clarification. Now over here, we're saying over here is Dilma Lamata Mididay, the Havile Muloi Pisayatek. Let's go over here to the Tosfos.
No! You mean maybe? Rameir says it explicitly. Mikrat Bas Lamala, not Lamata.
This could be the issue. Let's see. Look, Tosis. Very Tosis. Chashu who kach machzik beetzbois. Oh, so I made a mistake. Kimoy the pisas yodoy. That's what you machzik with the fingers. Kimoy pisas yad. Omle Rab Simeon Shenuyi. It's an answer. Mimaida.
Why the Hamikishas? Why the Malah? Why
the Hamikishas? Why the Porachtam in the U.S. the Kasha? Dilma the Kori Iker Etzvois Mokam Shumchuborn Loliad Ulamala the Kamer Hainu Litzara Guf and Perik Hazroya the Hainu Mamish Pisas Ayad. That's what's a Yad Loigar Sin Take. Okay, let's clarify. See, this is what I'm saying. I thought I prepared this. Obviously, Ein Doime, when you learn the Chavura, then, if you learn alone, you're tippish, the Gemara says. Metapshin. When you learn with holy people, the holy Rebbe, Rabbi Sholimon, and Shlomo Rabinowitz, whose name is Sholem Shamel Shalom, and Rabbi Shol Zev, Mamish, Arizal Mamish.
So, what's the thing?
The Gemara in the Hamin wanted to say is what it says, Pisas Yad, we thought Azoi. Pisas Yad is from the fingers until the Zroya.
Yeah.
And when it said the Etzbeois Ulamalo, we thought it's from the fingers here, going up.
No, Lamalo is going here.
That's the Gemara's answer. So he's explaining.
No, but you originally said Lamalo.
We thought originally they're different Shiurim.
How but it says Mikrat was Lamalo. What does that
mean? What was the Hav Amina why we thought that Chizkia is not going like Keman? Because when Chizkia said Pisas Yad, what is Pisas Yad? Pisas Yad, you cannot deny, means from the fingers going to the Zroya.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what did Rabbi Meir say? Rameir says from the Etzba Ois Ulamala. What does it mean, Lamala? Does Lamala
so originally
mean,
you said here.
Oh, so that's the Gemara's Maskana. That's what the Gemara's Havi would
have
maybe Lamala meant. What Lamala is relative. If you're holding your hands up, so that's why in the Havamino we thought that a Lamala meant.
So therefore,
the
that's
fingers,
a common quantity.
It's a different shear.
Right.
Now, I don't know how you make the calculation, but it's a different shear when you go. The amount you can put from your fingers going is different than the amount that
it
you
is.
Then
you
can
here,
fit.
You have much more than here.
Then you can fit.
You don't
from
think
your
so?
Going
you
down.
Measure it. I think. You have much more.
So the Gemara thought, the Gemara in the Havamina, no, you can fit. It's exactly the same. The amount that you can fit in your fingers is exactly the same you can fit in your palm.
Okay.
And then the Gemara says, you don't even need to say that. Maybe B.S. and the amount you can fit in your fingers is different than the amount you can fit in your palm.
Maybe.
But when it says from your fingers, ulamala, lamala doesn't mean the fingers, lamala means going up to your guf, to the zroya.
Right.
So the mamish describing the zelbazach.
Right.
When the Gemara said, oh, they're the same, does that mean etzba'is means from the fingers going to the tip? And pisas yad means from the fingers going this way? So that you're describing two different parts of the body.
Yeah.
And the chiddush is, if you'll make a careful calculation, you will discover the amount of dust that you can fit in those two parts are exactly the same.
Yeah.
The Gemara now says you don't need to come on to that because you're not translating the word lamala correctly.
Mm.
Lamala doesn't mean from here going this way. Lamala means from here going this way.
Right.
Okay, murder Gemara.
Yeah.
Shlomi, you learned 37
by the
times.
Way,
you know this
that's the reason why it's called Ksonis Pasim.
Oh, Ksonis Pasim, yeah.
Rashi Samim, Ksonis Pasim. Where you think the. So what's Ksonis Pasim?
Yeah.
So they say really Pasim is an expensive wool.
Yeah.
The Rabbi Yankov Yandam says no, it's silk.
Yeah.
But Pasha says it's a very expensive wool. Pasim, expensive wool.
Yeah.
So where was the wool? It wasn't an entire shirt.
Yeah.
It was here. Pas. That's what it's called Ksonis Pasim.
Gloves?
No. Where the wrist is.
It was a wristband?
No. That the wool was here by the pas.
So Yaakov gave Yosef a wristband?
Like the Rebbe, like Rav Shmid. You seen Rav Shmid when he has velvet on
yeah.
by the side.
So the whole garment is called after that
exactly.
Band.
If you look in Rashi, that's what he that's
the whole shot. Garment is
the
called
it was called Sonis Pasim because Pasim means the wrist.
Yeah, it's very fancy around the wrist.
So Rashi said because the Pasim because it was only there next to the
in
wrist.
The art scroll book. The biography of Rabbi Dessler.
You don't remember this? Come on, if you look it up in Megillah and
he showed there, they show there, the whole page is showing that in ancient times, not long ago, that Talmidei Chacham, when they wore clothing, the garment went below their fingers. It's a modern Zach. Today we're modern. Today in the modern world, your shirt goes until your hand. Because we want to be,
I recall you, someone telling
right.
me this.
This is the art school. They show, and they actually, they once. Show a picture of a gadol, I don't know who he was, and they show him standing there, and you look at the picture, you see that his garment went past his fingers. And you'll think, oh, he needs a good tailor. He was very poor. He didn't have a good tailor to go and get him a suit. No, that's tzinius. Talmidei Chachamim, when they were dressed, their entire body was covered, goylem. And it's also a matter of tzinius that your fingers should be covered by your clothing.
Entire finger?
Yeah. It's pritzos that your finger should be covered. If a man looks at a woman as nene from an etzba kitana, ain lechelik le'olam haba. Is that what it says?
No, it says in
go to Gehenna.
Ain
nidon
nidon
Gehenna. So you see that there's a need of tzinios by an isha that even her finger should be covered.
That's by a woman.
By a woman. No, men also. Talmidei Chachamim, Shol, when he went to the Beis Akisei, he was completely covered. David was able to cut off the corner of the garment. He was a tsunua. Talmidei Chachamim, they show this in the art scroll biography of Rabbi Dessler. There's somewhere in that book, they have a whole page on this, explaining this concept that in the Balei Musar of Kelm, Nish Unterdimension, the real Balei Musar in Kelm, the Balei Musar, when they dressed, their clothing went below their fingers. They were completely enveloped. In Kelman, when they died, they had nothing was written on their matzeva. There was a stone, and that was it. There was no nusach.
But how would you know that? That was very
who says you have to know? You have to just know that it's tameh. Don't go here. It's tameh. A tzion. Tzion halos. Who says a real Baal Musa? I don't know. I'm done in this world. I'm finished. I need there to be a matzeva for me. There's a stone at this tomb in this makom. We didn't have anything over there. We have Desla
was like Rachel.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
When Desla was nifter, he gave it tzava. He was the last of the Mohegans. He was the last Talmud of Kelm that was alive, from the pre-war Kelm. The real Bali Musa, the real Bali Musa. And when he was nifter, he gave it tzava.
It was more than Nevardik. Nevardik was also
No, Kelm was even more. Kelm was even more than Nevardik. And when the Kelm was mamish, the Spitz. And when he was nifter, he gave it tzava. That they should not write anything like Mamash and Kelm, not write anything on his matzeva, blank matzeva, just and this is his tzava, and they told this, I don't remember, they told this to the Gedol Yisrael, I don't remember who it was. In Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak. He was in the Mashkiach in Panovich.
The last Rabbi Dessler?
Yeah. And the Gedol, they told this tzava to the Gedol Yisrael. He was in England, but at the end of his life, he was in Eretz Yisrael. Chorban. And the Gedolei Yisrael, I don't remember who he says, do not obey his Tzava, because there is no one left alive that appreciates that principle, that minna of not to write. Who are you doing it for? There's no one alive in this world anymore from Kelm that understands that concept of dying and not having a Matzeva. So this, who are you looking for? There's no one left in this world that will.
That was a hamshich of Rosh Salanta.
Yeah, no, all the Musi yeshivas are hamshich of Rosh Salanta. All the Musi yeshivas.
Much more than others.
Yeah, Kelm was more. The Vardik, Slobodka also was a Musi yeshiva. Slobodka was also a Musi yeshiva.
What do you mean? How do you mean? They were very into.
Very into a Musa, discipline, working on your midas, working on your midas. In the briskers, they were against this. There was a big machlokes.
If you speak about Noam Melech, Noam Melech's Yartzeh with us now, yeah. Right? He writes in Tzatun Kai, he talks about we've been sent to this world to work on our midos.
Oh, he talks Musa.
Right in the beginning.
Baal Musa. I don't know how Hasidu come to this picture, but with the Litvaks, there was a big machlokes in the Litvaks if you need to learn Musa. Some held that learning a daf Gemara is enough. In the Daf Gemara is all the Musa.
Chassam Sofer, the first thing he learned was Chayv Salvavos.
Oh, right, Chassam Sofer, exactly. So this was das Yachid. It was basically accepted after a period of time.
And the Vilna Gaon writes
learning
in Gerasa
a Daf Gemara is not going to give you the Musa you need. You need to have Musa Shmuzim. You know who's a very big Baal Musa who knows how to give very good Shmuzim with the right way? Or Shalimin. I heard him give Musa Shmuzim. He knows how to give Musa Mamish like a Melech.
You know, and the Gerasa Gerasa writes, you know what is the Rosh Verishon Musa say from all of the Musa Svarim? Take a guess.
I don't know.
The Gerasa Gerasa, he said that's the first.
I don't know which one.
Mishle.
Oh, really? Okay. Gevaldik. Weit in the Gemara. Okay, so Chazal speaks of the Gemara says, Chazal speaks of the Gemara one more time. The whole passage. So more than Chidush in the Gemara. So Kam, and beloved, Kam, and Shir, Chazal, and 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 Double shear. Tanan, Meloy Tavod Rekav Shamu Yeshon Meikar Etzboi. So here's Meikar Etzboi Ulamala. We don't really know what Ulamala means. Divir Rabbi Meir. Racham Racham said Meloy Chavdam Bechava. Bishon Rabbi Yochanan. I think what means Lamala in the Gemara is Hava Amina. Lamala means from the fingers going up to the tip of your finger. Tip of the finger. And the Chama said Mechana. Bishon Rabbi Yochanan Diyam Akram Baran because they both said Meloy Chavnav. Ela Chizkiah, come on. Chizkiah says, Pisas Yad. Pisas Yad.
From here to here.
And Yochanan says, from the fingers going up. Ela Chizkiah, come on. Loikra Meiv, Loikra Bonim. Amri. So the Gemara gives answer number one. Answer number one is Taki, right? They're describing different parts of the anatomy. You're right. But it happens to be that the volume that is contained in these two different parts of the anatomy happen to equal the same amount. If you were to take a measuring utensil, measure how much dust you can put from here to here, and then measure how much dust you can contain from here to here, you will discover it's exactly the same. So even though they talk us say something different, they say different parts of the hand, at the end of the day, when you make a measure, you'll see it's exactly the same.
They say,
so therefore, Chad Shiur, I'm a person of Lagos, so Chad Shiur, Omar, Leah, I've seen by Rabbi, the Papa. He's giving another answer.
Yeah.
According to Taisvis, Taisvis says he's also coming to give another answer. And his answer is, I don't need a measure. They're saying the exact thing because you made a mistake. You thought they're saying two different things because you tied the word Lamala to mean from the fingers to the tip. No, that's wrong. Lamala means from the fingers going up to the Zeroya.
So again, Subsim Rabbi Rapapa, Mamai.
He's giving another answer.
Yeah.
What's the other answer? Mamai. The only reason why you thought that the command is because you touched the word Lamala to mean from the fingers to the tip. No, that's not what Lamala
and
means.
Therefore you came to your conclusion that it's one share.
Well, that was the first answer.
You're right.
But says no. Because we thought that we're describing two different parts of the body.
Right.
So you don't need to come on to that it's the same amount of volume. When it says Lamala doesn't mean from here to here.
Right.
Lamala is from here to here, right. Which is the Pisas Yad.
Right.
It's a Zel Bazach. So Rav Simi Bar Abba is giving another answer.
Rav
Simi Bar Abba Omar Lepab Mimai Dechai is coming to give you an answer.
What is Mimai?
How do you know Mimai means whoever told you? You made a mistake. You thought Mimai Dechai Bikishri Yatzvayis of Lamala when it says the word Lamala means L'roish. You typed the word Lamala to mean L'roish to mean to the tip of the finger. When it says Ulamala, Lamala doesn't mean to the tip of the finger. Lamala means going to the Zeroya.
Dilmalamata
Mididei.
What is Mididei?
Mididei means of it, of the finger.
Dilmalamata
Havile, which is now equivalent, is exactly the same part of the body as the Havile Miloy Pisayaz.
So he's saying Teku. He's saying cut like that.
Take out Teku. Tosa the fuss.
Oh, I see.
Tosa over here says loy garisin and teiku.
I see.
Okay, the nazir lishne kalila. Okay, you have to add a lot of embellishment into the Talmud to understand how to read the Gemara. It's kavala Gemara, no?
Yeah, sure.
Mamish kashmah Gemara.
Yeah.
We learned so many things over here. We learned about a demonstration from this person over here taught us how they did. Bloy chafnayim. It's a murder gazak. Because what do you do? Because a pelt gazak. What are you doing on Yom Kippurim? You're going lefnayim v'lefnayim for what purpose? L'chaim, zochreinu l'chaim. And what is metame? The zel b'shir. Look at the connection. What is the source of tumah when a person dies? Offer ato, v'el offer ato toshuv. The ultimate death is when the person turns into dust. That's the final stage. The Gemara talks about how do they bury people in ancient times? In ancient times, where they bury people is? They died. They buried them in the earth. Their body decayed. And then they came back a year later. Likut atzamas. They waited a whole year until the flesh, the flesh and all the fluids, they completely decayed. All that's left were bones. And then they collected all the bones and they put it into a little teeny case called Likut Atzamas, and they put that case into a vault, into a cave. The way people were buried in ancient times, yes, 100%. Yes, 100%.
I thought that everything, you're not supposed to take them out of the ground.
Well, no, because we do it definitely today. Today we have a different mahalach, but the time of the Nevi'im, the time of ancient time, they go on the tour guides, and every tour they show you these little teeny graves. The way they bury people was, a person dies, they put them in the ground.
How long do they wait? A year?
I don't know. Yeah, seems like that. They put him in the ground, and then the bossar
decomposes.
Completely decomposes. They come back a period of time later, and there's nothing left but the bones.
I thought the bones also disintegrate.
No, later. Late takes many, many years. It could take a century. It could take many years. And then they come back, and they take the bones, and they collect them. It's called Likut Atzamas. Likut means, and
they
the
put
bones
them in a box?
Into a small little box. And then that box they put into a crypt, into a little vault, a little hole, a cavity in a cave, in a wall. Could be, yeah. Could very well be. And then what happens to the bones? Eventually, the bones turn into dust. So there are many stages in decomposition.
Are you telling me a chiddush because you see we have
today we don't do this.
No,
anymore.
We have gravesites of Nevi'im, and
they don't.
And
the bodies don't decay. Tzaddikim. They say that tzaddikim, their bodies never decay. It says by Yosef, only the bones.
Yeah.
It takes centuries until the bones turn into dust.
Right.
Bones don't turn into dust so quickly. It could take centuries. But eventually the bones also turn into dust. So the Gemara, the last departure of a person in this world.
That could take many, many years until it turns into dust.
Look, you know, it's a very complicated. Look, I'll put you Beraya, Yiskar. How many years does a person say Yiskar for?
So what's that? Are you telling
me? There's a Mesoira?
For example.
50 years.
Wow.
There's a Masar that you only say Yizkor for 50 years. After 50 years, a person passed away, that's it, he's gone. He's gone. That's it. You don't have to say Yizkor anymore. You don't have to say Kaddish anymore. You only have to say Kaddish for a person. This? No one does it. Say. People say take Kaddish, they say forever. But this is what it says in Svarim, that a person only needs to be remembered for 50 years after he passes, and then he's gone. He doesn't need this world. He's already in such a high place. He doesn't need this world anymore. Right. You're different. It takes the bones eventually also decay, and they turn into dust. Miloy tarvod rekev is the end. Person comes into this world alive, and then when he leaves this world, his body goes into the grave. This boss are in the grave, and then the boss decomposes. That's gone, and then they have at least the bones, and they do liquid at some ice. They put the little bones into a little coffin, and they put this coffin into a cavity into the wall, and then 50 years later, that turns into dust, and when that turns into dust, he's gone. He's gone. What's the shear of that dust? That's metame. That represents the that's the end of a person in this world when he turns into dust, and that's what the Kohen Gadol goes and brings into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a miloy, the same exact words, a miloy chofnov of ketores, to bring a brach of chayim, life. There's a parallel between the miloy chofnov of the miloy tarv of the rekev and the Meloy Chofnov of the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. One is a Reach Nichoyach of Chayim, and one is not just dead, it's deader than dead. It's gone.
Me next. Tan Rabbanan.
Okay. You like that? It's a very good one. We have also a Chiddush over here, a Drush. We came out with the Drush. A lot of you said this one over here. Tan Rabbanan. A Naig, when I unfang living in the Sundag of Shavu Liman. Tan Rabbanan. Is a Meish Yesh Lerekev. Meish Nikbar Orum. Now, there are many conditions that have to be met in order to produce Meloy Tarvod, that's Metame Mace. Not all Meloy Tarvod is Metame Navatoma. It has to be pure. How do you have produce pure Meloy Tarvod?
Oh, I remember.
No additives, no preservatives. No foreign, that's all. You ever see these vitamins they have on the back? All these symbols, gluten-free. No, none of this, none of that. All these funny things they have in the back. Tana Bonan. Yisholim, are you still with us? Is the Rebbe still with us? Is the Rashiva still here? Gval. Gval. Tana Bonan. Ezel mei sheyesh lebekev tarvon. Shenikbar orum. Be'oroin shel shayish. Number one, no tachrichim. Because if they are tachrichim.
He's buried in a
coffin of.
Where are you up to?
Nun aleph. No avinod.
Nun, in marble?
Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, top of the page.
He's buried marble. Why marble?
Because he's buried in a wooden coffin, or he's buried in the earth. In the earth, then there's going to be a mixture of some of the sawdust. The wooden coffin also disintegrates a shtigl. And he's buried in the earth, there's going to be earth. So you have to, in order
nobody's
to...
Nobody's buried in the earth from marble.
What?
Nobody's buried in
a mausoleum. So today we're not into this. Today no one knows from this. We do thing over here. We're not into this today. In order, there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Meloy tarvod, a spoonful of corpse dust. That's an art school. I remember that from the art school days. Corpse dust. That was in the art school, Shlomi. I remember that from the art school days. Remember when we learned together? When you only learned Shas 30? What? Yeah, you see, I remember that from the art school. When Shlomi, before he learned Shas 37 times, when he only learned it out 36 times, we learned it together. And there we learned the art school was only game in town. There was no Masifta, no Rishon Lehman didn't learn with us yet. We only, there was no Shlomi Bornstein, there was no Eli Stefanski. All we had was the art school. And they have a term for Meloy Rekev, corpse dust. You like that term? If a person is buried in the ground and he turns into dust, there's a taruvis. There's a taruvis. A taruvis. You think a taruvis is only men and women? There's a taruvis of earth and dust. The coffin. Oh, you see, you said the word taruvis. You see? Nachmo. Tarabon is a mesh. Orum, no clothing, because the clothing that decayed is going to be a mixture into the corpse dust. But orange shall shayish, marble, because marble does not decay. Marble, it's
doesn't decay.
Even though marble is the from the softer stones. Okay, marble is not a very hard stone. There are harder stones than marble, but al gabi ritzba shel avonim, or on a platform of stone. Zehu mei sheyesh lo rekev, and a mela, if you come in contact with a ladle full, a maloy tarva of rekev, it's halacha lemosh misinai it's metame as an av hames avatuma. But let's say the mace was buried.
You mean if it comes into an oil and but what about if he touches it?
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. It has But let's say nikbar b'chusoy. Let's say he's buried in clothing.
Ba'aron shel eitz.
Or ba'aron shel eitz.
Interesting. It doesn't say oi. Okay.
No, that's something more always like that.
Ba'aron shel eitz. Oi al gabi ritz shel.
Or oi al gabi ritz shel levain. Levain was not an avon. Levain is a man product. Like by mikdal bavel.
Levain is bricks.
Bricks they man made. Evan is natural, right? It's also the case. There's no tumah, it's not pure.
Yeah.
Amula. Ein rekev el habamin min abasa. Now we go to another halachah rekev. The sugya. Ein rekev el habamin abasa min agidim min atzamas. You need three ingredients. It has to be basar, gidim, and atzamas. The gidim are the sinews, the muscles, and the basar and the atzamas. Esrei rava ula really. In other words, you have to have, basically saying, you have to have all three ingredients.
Yeah.
If you can determine you're missing one of them, it's not. Rav Lula, Rekev Abomin Abosar, Tohar. So we have a Braisa.
What?
That if you have Rekev Basar and Basar, let's say when the person died, whatever the reason was, they said the Basar was separated. Maisha Kachaya, and there was a corpse, and before the corpse, only Basar. They took Basar of a dead person, And the basar was put aside in an aron shel shayish, and it decayed. It turned into the shear. You have a full shear of meloy tarvod of dust. But it's only basar. What is the halach lebraisa tar? Like we just learned. But we're being medayik now. Since the braisa
only started. That didn't happen with a gittim or a tzame separately. It would be tamei.
Mino etzem tamei. But let's say
basar, right?
Etzem would be tamei. Itamei. V'yav agad the lekav. There's no basar. So the Gemara says ema hachi. You're right. You have to change the girsa. Okay. Let's just make believe say girsa change. Rekev haba min habasar tohar. Ad sheyesh. Etzem bebasar. And the deek over here is unless you have together with the basar, etzem a bone.
And given.
Oh, that's the next kasha. Yeah. Frektim. So the Gemara says a yisoid. We only came to learn this tonight. It was kedai. A yisoid. The yisoid is, and there's a lot of agoda on this yisoid. I efshar lebasar uliatzamais beloy gidim.
One second. Ula is bringing, when he's asking a question, Ula, he's bringing a brice, a record, what about
we Basra? We started off, the Aleph Beis is Rekev, Halacha, L'mayish, Mishinai, three ingredients.
So on that, they asked
Kach and the brice says that if you have Rekev from Basar, it's Tahar.
Oh, I got it.
You can make a deal.
So he's saying no. So he's saying
that if you're just Etzem alone, it's good enough.
So he said no, it has to be Etzem and Basar.
It has to be basar with the etzem.
Yeah.
Oh, but very, we have two, but you're missing the third ingredient.
Nay.
So the Gemara is saying, the Gemara now says the yisoid. This yisoid is an unbelievable dvar agada.
Yeah, halacha. Yeah.
If there's basar and there's etzem, you for sure have gidin. E efshar b'lebasar liatzamitz b'loy gidin. What did Yaakov say when he saw? What did Yaakov say when he saw Rachel? When he saw who saw? Ach, no. When Adam saw Chava. What did he say? Remember those days, Adam and Chava? Ach, atzmi ubesori ata. He said about Chava, "You are my atzmi ubesori. You're my etzem, and you are my basa. Atzmi ubesori." Why didn't Adam say about Chava, "You're my etzem, my basa, and my gidin"? Teretz is. If you're the etzem and the basar, you're for sure a gid also. You're for sure a gid.
Right.
Another Maim Chazal is where did Esav, what did the Siddur Shel Esav do to Yaakov Avinu? What did he damage? The gid. Why didn't he damage the basar or the etzem? Why did the Sidnoi Shel Esav attack the Gid?
The Sar Shel Esav.
The Sar Shel Esav. Why did the Gid? Why not the Basar and the Etzer? So you have to know, what is Basar? What is Etzer? What is the Gid? Basar, Basar is Gashmias. Who gives you the Basar? The Gemara says the mother gives the Basar. Who gives the Etzem? Who gives the Etzem? The Etzem is the father. The Gemara talks that Shloisha Shutfim Ba'adam. The mother gives a one chelik. The mother gives the Basar. Who gives the Etzem? But that's Hashem. Who gives the Etzem? The father. The bones. The bones come from the father. And then the Gemara goes, and who gives the Neshama? But wait a minute, who gives the Gidin?
Right.
The Gibbon Shalala. What is the Gidin? The Gidin represent, what is the Gidin? It's a muscle. What is muscle? The Koyach to do. The Etzem represents the Atzmiut.
Nay.
Yom Atzmiut.
Nay.
Atzmiut. What is the boss? The boss is the Gashus. The Ruchnius is laughing.
Nay, next.
The Gid represents the Teshuka.
Nay.
What is a muscle? A muscle is activity. A muscle is mobility. It is action. It represents Rotzayim. Esav did not attack the Basar. Esav did not attack the Etzem. Esav attacked Klal Yisrael's Rotzayim to want to serve Hashem. He attacked the Gid. The Gid represents a concept of muscle. A muscle is something which you have to develop. An athlete. You have to develop. The heart is a muscle. The heart is pure muscle. There's no muscle in the heart. What is the heart? Heart is pure muscle. It contracts. Contracts, expands. It represents the koyach of life.
Let's finish right. It's almost marv.
Memela, the Gemara, if a person has an etzem and basar, you put in this world, you automatically poseches yodecho maspia l'chol chai rotzai. If Hashem put you in this world and you have etzem and basar, you for sure have a gid. In etzem a basar b'lo gid. Okay, there's a lot more over here, and I think I'm sure Lim Shlita doesn't give us a shir to remind this much more. Shabbos morning at 7:30 sharp, standing room only. Knesset based on Vigdor. Weiter.
They get mixed.
You're right, it's a joke. Galgalan means taruvis. The word galgalan is a very fancy word for taruvis. Taruvis. It's not pure anymore. If two dead bodies are buried together, so the dust of each body is contaminating the dust of the other body. So it's not pure. Yeah? Shnei meisim shekarim ze im ze nase galgun ze ze.
How's that possible?
They're buried without clothing in an orange shayish. So there's only all you got here is basar, gidin, atzamas. What's the problem of it? Why is there no halacha? Why the namatame? The Torah says the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of rekev basar, it must come from a single mace. Once there is a...
And how do they mingle? How do they...
They're touching each other. Oh, no. The two of them are in the same coffin.
But Rashi says taruvas.
Taruvas, because the dust of one dead body is mingled with the dust of the other. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai is one... The dust is only from a single dead body.
Mace Rav Nassim...
Master of Nasim. Rekim is a bryce. So Rekim about me base mesim tamei.
Mamish
fakert.
An open
contradiction.
I'm a rava.
Shakarvu zebiv neatzim zebiv neatzim. Vyukivu vyamdom loytarvot. I'm loytarvot basar. That's not a kash. The case. Our case. When do we learn that it's going to become tamei? That's only when in Chanami is when they started out to be separate. In other words, the Gemara saying you saw it. To create a chalois rekev, it has to start out as being pure. After it's already has a chalois rekev, now if they mingle, it's okay. Yilavart?
Yeah.
There's a din in rekev basar is
if they shas. If they were buried.
If you start out, this one is buried, it's an orange shayish.
But if they were buried together.
No good. Because then they became rekev as a taruvis. If each one starts out independent and each one is a pure regev and now later they get mixed, it's okay. Because as long as there was a chalois.
But if they were buried together and they
so
were
then
touched.
So they turned in.
They were already touching before they disintegrated?
When they were, right. So then as they disintegrated together. So then you never had a moment in time where you had one pure body.
Right.
They together, the first time they were rekev, they will already be gedet haruvos.
Yeah.
There's a din in time rekev. There's a whole sugya over here.
Yeah.
In order for the rekev, the chalois rekev, each rekev has to be independent.
We're going to talk about it. So let's end with a good thing. We're
good
talking
thing,
about Mesim here.
We talk about Atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Torah is eternal. It is life. We start the shirt here. I'm sure the show is a tremendous bracha, a very holy person, a chayim, and I was ever a chayim. Shlomo, was it worth coming tonight? Not really. How about it?